A White Horse rock band is coming to Skagway next week to teach a rock and roll camp for kids. The three-man band Speed Control will bring a trailer full of instruments to share their love of music with students ages 8 to 18.
I get great joy out of watching a kid plug a guitar in for the first time and play that first loud power chord and go, oh yeah, this is what it's about.
Jody Peters is a bass player and singer in Speed Control. His fellow band members are his brother Graham, who plays guitar and sings, and drummer Ian March.
Who is a towering 6'5" hunk of muscle, which is awesome. He's kind of our drummer and our bodyguard.
Speed Control has played together in White Horse since 2010. About 4 years ago, they started teaching rock camps.
It kind of came out of a necessity to originally make money on the road, because when you're on the road, there's not really any gigs Monday to Friday, except for Friday night, Saturday night, maybe. And Graham and I, and my brother, who is the guitar player and frontman of the band, are both teachers, both music teachers in the schools and privately. So we kind of decided that why don't we go on the road and teach rock and roll to kids?
About a year into it, Peter says Yamaha Canada pitched in and supplied Speed Control with instruments for the camps.
So we can kind of pull up into any community, set up, and run a rock camp.
The band has traveled across Canada to teach, but the Skagway Workshop is their first Alaska venture. The Skagway Arts Council organized the event. Gary Hansen is with the Arts Council.
I guess I was projecting some of my own interests on there. I always thought that would be a really cool thing. It's really just a great opportunity because these guys are sponsored by Yamaha.
Hansen says the council is subsidizing the camp to keep the student fee low at $50 per person. He says local businesses have also been generous, pitching in as sponsors. The camp runs June 21st to 25th at Skagway School. Peters says it's divided into two groups, a three-hour morning session for kids with no experience playing an instrument, and an afternoon session for students with music experience.
So we'll rock out for an hour and a bit, and then we'll take a Frisbee break because you can only concentrate for so long, especially in the summer, and then head right back into rocking.
Peters says campers will be able to choose between electric guitar, keyboard, drums, or use their own voices as instruments. He says other instruments like saxophones or trombones are welcome. The camp culminates in a rock show at the Deadman Stage in Seven Pastures Park on Saturday, June 25th. For more information or to sign up, email skagwayartscouncil@gmail.com or call 983-2826. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.